This Sunday on Thinking Outside the Long Box and Z2 Podcasts, a super fight! In the Z2 corner, weighing in at a combined weight of 620 pounds are Zach, and Steven. And in this corner, weighing in at a combined weight of 510 pounds are Juan and Gabe. Welcome to the super fight.
That was incredible.
That was amazing.
Oh my god.
All right.
So yeah, everybody, welcome to Superfight.
We gotta play Superfight!
I feel really bad about our intros now.
Yeah. Like,
this really is Zach.
This is also Zach.
God damn. I feel pumped.
I'd do that for money, man.
I had no idea you did those every single episode now.
Oh yeah, that's
from the beginning, I think.
That asshole's me, yeah. Like, who's that asshole that yells at the beginning of every episode?
Right now. So are these ours?
No, so it's like a combined.
Yeah. Game. Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know if I needed to move
so Zach,
closer.
Break down like this.
So I can't reach that shit. Yeah.
The game of Super Fight. You have a hero card. These are your white cards, and then you also have your.
Why do
power
the heroes
got to
be
cards.
White?
You know.
It's fucking stupid.
Sorry.
Red black text.
I didn't make the game. I promise.
Oh, I wasn't yelling at you.
It sucks that the yellow cards are like the challenges. You know? As the one Asian member of this side of the podcast.
Fuck this game.
All right. So you have a hero card and you have a power up card. Your power up can be an item, it can be a superpower, it could be a disability or like a fear. And essentially, you want to combine your hero card with one power up card. In addition to that, you're going to draw one random power up card and give that to your hero. So your hero could be anything from a T-Rex that can actually reach its toes that's piloting a giant mech to a college a cappella group that can turn into a puddle of water.
Okay.
So,
okay.
The heroes are going to go against each other using this yellow deck. These are your challenge decks. So rather than the heroes straight up fighting each other, you have a certain objective to complete.
So you're going to try and create the best hero to handle this challenge, which we will pull
okay.
at the start of the round. So if, say, the challenge is, like, the best at football or something like that.
He's looking,
yeah, you wanted to come up with the best
hero
for
that. He's looking
for
the brown cards because my color wasn't fucking represented on the
yeah.
table.
You're pissed that the challenge cards are yellow. I'm just pissed that there's no fucking brown cards at all. All
right. So for each person that wins, you get a little challenge token.
So we can keep track of.
Yeah.
I like that you did the audio for that.
We'll say first to three.
Yeah, let's say first to three.
Right.
And then we have all these other random people behind us that will hopefully help us.
If we have comic books.
Thanks, Eric.
They're gonna flip through comic books first because, let's face it, the draw of Hall of Justice is comic books.
Yeah.
Hall of Justice in wonderful Parker, Colorado. Where apparently you can find whores. Like
apparently. That's new.
This is new
knowledge.
I definitely don't talk about whores all the time.
So the decks that we're going to be using, we have the basic deck, we also have the nerd deck, which is the orange deck, and then the pink anime deck. There's also the rated R deck, that'll be red. So if you look at the different colors.
I don't see any pink or reds.
They're in here. The font, like this one's Ash Ketchum.
Okay.
And our side, we know anime, so if you have a question about what it is,
I'm just going to go with it. If I don't know what it is, I'm going to be like... fucking
he's just gonna assume
Death
it's porn
because my kid knows that show and likes
there is
it.
Death Note in there somewhere.
I'm sure there is. I won't know that it's Death Note.
You won't know the capabilities.
You're like, I'm gonna assume this is Death Note.
This sounds bad. A Death Note.
Usually safe bet.
Alright, so you're gonna have five of each in your hand, so go ahead and draw.
Alright. One, two, three, four, five. One and I just like held hands
four,
right there.
Five.
Two, three, four, five.
How are we all doing?
Yeah,
all
right. We're all
Super
gonna
fight.
Draw.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know as well. I thought we were doing like
don't
a team thing here.
It's gonna be simple one.
You're gonna have
yeah.
to calm
the
you.
Fuck right. down.
So
I used to play soccer.
I'm a soccer coach. I got you. All right.
Dude,
so,
you do all sorts of wholesome shit. Like
I'm also a cross country coach now too.
Dude,
that's
why
brand new.
Are you on this show?
I wasn't sure if we should be cussing because
I
don't know what their
service.
Shows are.
Oh, you're good.
Like I bathe the homeless.
That's actually next week.
That's a side job.
And then that turns into a whole different thing.
Yep. Take dogs out for Pokemon Go when the owners can't walk them. Yep. All right. All right. So we're going to start with our challenge card, and that's blank. Awesome.
All right, great.
Blank.
Good start.
Did you shuffle these? I shuffled these,
I promise. All right, so the challenge is an underwater breath-holding contest.
Who would be the best?
And for funsies, we'll go Zach versus Juan.
First.
And right. You want to find what your character, one white card, one black card, who can hold their breath underwater the longest, and then you will have a random black card to be a
part
of.
I'm already going to start off with a great one.
He's excellent. All Aquaman with a scuba suit.
Oh, no, but I think you'll get a kick out of it.
All right.
So awesome.
Oh, here we go. Perfect.
Thank you. Are you sure?
All right, so I'm thrown down into the ring. We have a dominatrix.
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 So are we supposed to be going funny, or are we supposed
to
be going...
You're
supposed to win, Juan. You're supposed to win, goddammit.
It's a super fight.
I'm sorry.
So we got a dominatrix that can become any animal.
Oh.
And turns into a titan when wounded.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's some anime bullshit. I don't even know what that means.
A titan's just a big giant.
You're a 30-foot tall person.
How do you not know what a titan is?
Gail Simone's writing the Attack on Titan comic.
Oh, buddy.
Who's that?
Are you on my team?
Yes, I'm on your team. I'm going to win this for us.
So I threw down the crocodile hunter because he's around a lot of water, armed with the fat man.
Oh. And then Rando.
Yep.
Which says controls all animals.
Oh, so I'm gonna throw your ass out of the water.
That's like perfect counter.
You should have been like Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
That's not kind of.
I mean, the dominatrix. My whole thinking was she's probably into some weird, like,
well, I was just thinking
shit.
The crocodile hunter's always underwater.
Right.
But he also
died
underwater.
And the fat guy's gonna sink him further underwater.
Right.
And
so
then
he can.
You're an animal, and I'm just gonna make you get out of the water.
And then he'll be like dolphin breathing my mouth, bitch.
You could do a whole Jonah and the whale thing, just chomp on him and just live inside the whale.
My whole thing, though, is the crocodile hunter died underwater, though.
Dude.
So it's already a hostile environment.
But it was because of the stingray, but I can control the stingray.
He gained...
He is Aquaman.
He gained animal control powers from the stingray attack.
Yeah. Up here, Juan,
It's like a radioactive stingray.
Yeah.
God. Bit by a radioactive stingray.
And now has the power to control all animals.
If you try to do anything with the fat man, it's going to go pretty freaking slow underwater. So like,
yeah, but it's not speed. He just needs to be under the water.
And he can just cut the fat man open and live inside of it.
So now he's radioactive. Got it.
Oh, shit. Oh,
see, my favorite thing is when people don't know what these cards are, they're like, yeah, literal fat man, perfect. And the other person's like, well, actually, that's from Fallout. Can you push my glasses up further?
I mean, it's still nukes.
Oh, see, I don't know nothing about the fat man.
No, it's an actual fat man. I don't give a shit.
Their interpretation. Oh, man, the become any animal thing kind of just screwed me there.
Yeah.
You got, like, literally the perfect
all animals.
All animals.
Yeah. Okay,
Steve Irwin, Aquaman.
Although, the Titan, if I get wounded, then the Titan...
Well, I believe...
I'm not going to wound you.
But then
just
they're
gonna
not
gently take you out of the water.
Correct me. Correct me on this, scientist. Because a teacher is a scientist, I assume.
All teachers.
All... plant cells and all animal cells are the same, thereby making your stupid ass fucking titan an animal under control.
John,
we need an anime person.
We need an Aquaman person.
Are titans animals?
I think I have to yield on this one. Like, you just got the perfect counter,
boss.
You got the perfect counter on me.
Win. One gets a token.
There you go.
What? It's a flash token.
Oh, you're a dolphin. Stop breathing.
Sucks to suck.
Breathe in my mouth.
Numbers. Wow.
Yeah, that got
no amount of fetishes will protect the numbers.
And then I assume we draw a card.
Yeah.
Keep your hands
off.
Sweet.
Keep my hands stocked.
And then we'll rotate. So Juan against Gabe.
Okay, cool. One against Gabe. Sorry, I'm going to have to defeat you.
Pull a new challenge.
And you guys.
The next
challenge
is
a drinking contest.
A drinking contest.
Oh, nice.
Chug, so, what hero chug. Will have the best job at a drinking contest?
No.
It's funny watching them concentrate so much.
Because I don't do it very often.
Doing the superhero math in their head, like, all right, if I do this, that'll give me a leg up.
Carry the kryptonite.
There's my utility belt.
I'm gonna go with this. I think this is gonna work.
Okay.
All right, you want to draw first or me?
I don't care.
You go first.
All right. So I chose Cosmo Kramer because he's always drunk, I think, and he's dying of dysentery, so he has nothing to lose by drinking so much.
And then
he's an adolescent ninja. I don't know how that helps me, but I might be able to kick you, and maybe you won't be able to drink. I don't know.
Would that mean you get drunk faster?
I was gonna say,
make a blackout.
That's true. That's true.
All right, so I'm gonna contradict your adolescent ninja by starting out with Mahatma Gandhi.
Kick Gandhi in the fucking head.
Little known fact, Gandhi was a hell of a partier.
Armed with Mjolnir.
Oh, all right.
So, like, I feel like that's going to
give
him...
my hands?
That's going to give him the power of Thor, which is the power to drink a shitload. All that mead. And then he is also a maid.
See, I'm going to make his ass bring me more beer.
No, but I'm gonna put... You know that game where you put your thumbs on the table and then you put their beer on their thumbs so that they can't move? I'm going to do that, but with Mjolnir.
No, I don't, but okay. I can...
I'm going to be like, hey, there's
a beer.
I can't
move with Mjolnir.
I'm
going to
put Thor's hammer on top of your beer.
Yeah, okay. That's cheating, though.
Hey,
it's a super fight.
You know what Gandhi does? Cheats to win.
However, you can only use Mjolnir on one glass. He can just always get another glass.
Oh, that's true.
Fine, I'll put Mjolnir.
And if this is like
true.
If Kramer's a constant.
Yeah, but you're the maid and you keep bringing me beers.
He brings
I'll put him
you
right
Mjolnir.
Out of reach. It doesn't say he's a good maid.
Could be one that's on their last day.
Maybe he's just a cleanup maid.
Yeah.
Maybe he's all
maid
not,
is pretty all, general.
He could
maybe,
be that.
Maybe he's
could
like
be
not my
just
job.
Like the fuck you, maid.
I'm gonna fire his ass.
Maids
like,
don't bring beer. Maids wear short dresses.
Yeah, but they might bring me a beer if I pay her enough.
Nah.
What if you're both drunk out of your
hit
minds?
Hit you with a hammer.
Yeah, but I'll kick the hammer back into your face.
Oh, whatever.
Now with God, are we talking pre or post Hunger Strike? Because that's gonna make. Because
if it's post Hunger Strike, he's not gonna have
don't
a very
take
high
his time.
That oh, fucker was always skinny.
That was
oh,
a wild.
Oh
one.
Shit!
What the fuck?
Somebody super fight him.
He wants to play.
I need Mjolnir.
John, you need to tell us who's gonna win.
John.
Between
Gandhi armed with Mjolnir, that's a maid. Versus Cosmo Kramer dying of dysentery, who's
like
an adolescent ninja in a drinking contest.
Dude, it's gotta be, I don't even care about the other one. It's gotta be Gandhi.
That's right. It's gotta be Gandhi.
I don't even care about the other one.
There
Mahatma
you go.
Gandhi can
there
drink
you
like
go.
A motherfucker.
He is pretty thirsty, I would assume.
Mjolnir.
He is thirsty. Post hunger strike.
Yeah,
he's
probably pretty fucking thirsty.
We would give that one to Gabe.
Beer.
Gabe gets.
I think that was
Gabe
racist.
All
right, so Gabe versus Steve. Where did the wasp go?
Wasp right there. Still.
Just right there.
Right there.
I want to say like the crystal Pepsi cap on top
oh, God,
of it.
No. That's just a bad. That's just mistakes waiting
all right.
to happen.
Challenge
oh,
me.
Sweet God.
Who, most Twitter
Steve,
followers.
Oh, most Twitter Christ. Followers.
Oh fuck.
Oh God.
Be free.
All of you suck.
Be free.
Fly away, you bitch.
So who's going to have the most Twitter followers?
You gotta think, who would be, like, all up on Instagram and shit and all that? Post, like, all the time.
Yeah, buddy. And then, I think it's these two. So let's do this. There can be cheating between the teams.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah. So you can converse with your teams.
Yeah, I think that's the best. Just so you know, even though those are empty boxes, it makes you look like you're a fucking beast. John is carrying around like 8 empty boxes, but they look like.
What would get the
food?
Teenage girls to follow the most?
Oh, we got it.
I got this.
Yeah,
let me tell you an awesome
why not
story
one
about
direction.
Winning.
You just leave that here for all these kids.
Thank you so much.
That's Steve's comment.
Most Twitter followers.
Thank you, Carissa, fun. Wherever you are.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking,
absolutely.
Taking the Kim Kardashian angle with this one.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Take one.
All right.
All
right.
Cheers. People can sit down and play with you.
Well,
Randy
well,
is going to
decide
help us the
judge.
Winner for this
they're,
one.
They're deciders.
Okay, Randy left.
And
it's
gone.
Easier that way.
Randy left. I invited right. Dom, but he wanted to sit
so
on the sex couch.
I defer to you, sir. All right,
I'm going to go.
An elf.
That's the backroom casting couch.
Who can't stop sobbing.
And... armed with a bow of flaming arrows.
Oh, wait.
So basically Legolas.
I missed it all.
Legolas meets Kim Kardashian.
Like sad Legolas.
Tariel from The Hobbit.
All right. So, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to win this by saying...
A lot of teenagers go to this.
The Coachella lineup.
Oh, fuck. Damn
it. Who can't stop dancing?
Damn it. Oh, God, they're all up on Vine.
And become moist while holding breath.
So I'm not going to lie, I would watch the whole lineup of Coachella anyway. I would watch them become moist.
Yeah.
That's so the entirety whole Coachella. Yeah,
that's way more Twitter followers than one sad elf.
Yeah.
I think you're admitting damn defeat really fast.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's right.
Because it's Coachella. They already have enough
Twitter followers.
They already got them dancing
and they're moist.
Who's going to beat that? No one.
So many vaginas.
I like how everyone kind of ran.
All they
the
need is that spree team.
Yeah, it's fine.
They're on the backroom casting.
And they got, they're done there.
Oh, right, I'll take that token. Was, yeah, I'll take that token.
That was just a loss.
You bastard.
We're ahead, Juan. We're ahead.
Oh, we're counting tokens together with each other?
It's whoever gets to three by themselves.
The individual.
Individually, but then we'll count the team tokens to see who's won overall.
All right, okay.
We got clay pigeon shooting. So which person is going to be the best?
It's you two guys, yeah.
It's between the winner and the new
challenger. Oh, the winner and the new challenger.
I mean, you can literally end this game right now.
Yeah.
If I don't have anything great.
Okay,
and that's probably true.
Clay pigeon shooting.
That's where I was gonna go.
All right.
See, the fun thing is, I love this game, but I always get a shitty hand.
Why don't we say to like four, since one of us is so close, and I'm about to fucking dominate the shit out of this hand too.
I would say that.
All right.
And then we have multiple chances.
I was thinking that one with this card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I got identical twins. These identical twins are an esteem-powered robot. And they're also in a mech, so I had two robots for a clay pigeon shoot.
So basically, they get their own suits. They get their own suits.
Yeah, one has a steam-powered robot, one's got a mech suit.
So, we ready for this? So I'm going to go with Genghis Khan.
Oh, fuck.
Motherfucker was good with a bow.
Oh, Jesus.
All right?
How would he do with a gun, though? Would he just freak out over the sound?
Yeah, maybe he just has fucking laser eyes! He's all, oh, I see you, clay pigeon.
Another random card.
And
I feel like they got the stack deck.
His extra weapon is his controllable hair.
So he's like a baby of Cyclops
Genghis
and Medusa.
Genghis Khan bride with white hair, laser eyes.
So it's like if Cyclops and Lady Medusa had a baby.
Yeah.
But you gotta think, I have identical twins, and they're in robots. And mechs,
I do
probably
feel like
have
that is a
lock on target.
Yeah. So that they can just shoot in a general direction with a giant
Look,
laser.
The,
got it.
The clay pigeon can go fly out.
Yeah,
and
but
they
your
just
robot may or may not
hand.
Have guns on it.
But they can reach out with their hand. It's like
you could grab it.
Get out of here.
I'm gonna have to defer to you guys because there's just more of them. Like
we have two twins versus one guy.
Two suits that probably have some sort of lock on tracking.
Yeah.
Like they don't even have to look at it. They're just like, okay, got it.
I feel like it's a close win.
Yeah,
because
Genghis
guys.
Khan, I do agree. He was pretty boss.
He
with
was
bow.
A boss with a bow.
He was a boss.
I have watched
his bow.
But will he
He's
be able to control
clay pigeons
laser
with
eyes?
His bow? Shooting pigeons with his eyes and his hair.
But can he
Come
control
on.
His laser eyes? That's the thing,
dude.
It could be like early
like
Superman
without his visor, and it just kind of.
It just says laser
I can't
eyes.
See.
If it does, if he's like Cyclops without his visor, though, he can just open his eyes and like blind it and destroy like everything.
He's just gonna destroy the whole clay
it
pigeon.
Smells like
setup.
Burning.
You know, he could even use his hair to gum up your robots. I'm just saying.
And it's true.
But we're both doing this at different times. At least that's my assumption. Oh, like Olympic
okay.
shooting.
Ah,
yeah,
okay. Yeah, that sounds like cheating. That card doesn't say that. I assume
okay.
that they're shooting clay
but we're
pigeon
in a mech suit.
And I'm going to win.
We're in a mech suit. You only have so much hair. We have a steam-powered robot that'll probably like burn up your hair. And then we have the giant mech suit.
Yeah, but Genghis Khan.
By identical twins.
He's
it's Mary Kate and Ashley.
And they have the whole like Genghis same Khan. Brainwave
yeah,
thing going on.
I'm thinking
on.
You're winning. I'm thinking you're winning.
Yeah.
So I'll
yeah.
finally take one.
We'll
all right.
ZT
right.
rises.
Woo! We won around. All around.
Now the best part is you saw my entire hand, so.
Buddy, this fucking pizza is delicious.
May I have a piece?
This podcast not brought to you by Little Caesars.
But it is delicious.
I wish it was.
All right, Zach. You and I.
All right, what are we fighting? Before we got here.
It's a super triathlon.
Thank you, man.
Draw three challenge cards.
Oh, fuck.
Is that all of us or just you guys?
No, just two of us. Just us. In our super triathlon, it's one of those crazy Japanese game shows.
Oh, God.
Okay. Dodgeball.
One of those crazy Japanese games where they blow each other.
By yeah. the
I really hope it's the one where it's like something in this room is made out of chocolate and you have to test it with your teeth. And then best escaping a temple full of booby traps after stealing a sacred idol. So that's our triathlon. Boy.
Jesus.
Oh boy.
So it's a crazy Japanese game show where you have to steal an idol and escape from a temple while
and
playing
dodgeball.
Yeah. All right. So you can fucking
dodge a
dwarf.
You can dodge a ball.
Dwarfs, they're really short, low center of gravity.
They could probably also
dodgeball. They're really good at stealing shit. Look at Smog. They're made of water.
God damn it, not this again.
Bringing the water
the
back.
From Lord of the Rings.
Peter and I am heart. The queen of the Sailor Scouts as my dwarf.
Jesus, these fucking anime cards
are yeah, pretty great, aren't they?
Fucking right, Sailor
so
Moon.
I'm going to counter with Zeus.
Ooh. A god.
A dodgeball team of eight.
I'm
going to
draw a new character as my sidekick.
Character.
Oh, wait.
That's
whoops.
A power card.
Whoops.
Cheater!
We got a Titan again.
Eight Zeuses and eight Titans.
Versus eight
with new attribute. Okay. So I need to
draw. So we're going to say it's four and four then?
So draw. The Titan has frost breath, so I got Zeus, Titan with frost breath.
It really sucks that you'd be made out of
god
water
it.
For
he's
once.
He's freezing you. Yeah. During the triathlon,
but
all the traps in the temple.
Zeus thinks the floor is actually lava.
That really sucks for escaping the temple.
Yeah, that's
but Zeus
be
can fly.
He
man.
Can fly.
He's got to float across the floor.
Or he can even ride his Titan buddy.
He's like, fuck, I'm lava.
Hold on,
Titan, carry me.
The queen of the Sailor Scouts. I am all powerful magic wise. Hopefully.
But you're
it is
also
too
emotional.
It's also
no. I've watched a lot of Sailor Moon. I don't think she's all powerful magically.
Yeah, she cries.
That
half
was
time.
Before, you know. The whole
what if like Tuxedo
timeline.
Mask just shows up and?
How does dodgeball work for you? Because if I hit you with a ball, you just kind of like, do you just like
it
explode?
Goes, does it go through me? Can I like Wonder Twin it and just kind of slink my way around the ball?
I'm kind of thinking like if you get
she
hit,
could,
you kind of just like,
ice,
like a water balloon.
I assume you're gonna jump in the air. He's gonna
although,
freeze
with
you.
Although yeah,
with
frost
yeah.
breath,
yeah.
with frost breath, I just freeze you and then just
hit
you.
But you're a really big target as a Titan, so it's really easy to hit you in the pinky toe.
Are you the Titan, or do you have a friend?
No,
that's
the
a Titan?
I have a sidekick who's a Titan.
Ah, see, the Titan will just stand in front of him and block all
yeah,
the dodgeballs.
Yeah, Zeus just has to get one.
Yeah,
one
it's dodgeball. You get hit.
Like I'm just gonna say, the pure number of Zeuses versus the pure number of dwarves wins that challenge because Zeus. Is just like freezing lightning bolts, motherfucker.
But once their Titan buddy gets knocked out, he's gonna be scared of the floor.
But Zeus
lava.
All right, should we take this one triathlon event at a time?
Yeah. So I feel right. like Zeus and the Titan win dodgeball.
It does say wins the majority is the champion. So one of those crazy Japanese game shows.
I think the Sailor Scouts would win that just because
yeah.
Japanese.
Yeah.
Japanese.
Yeah. Cultural appropriation.
All right, so
one dude at this table can get away with that joke.
Yeah. So dodgeball.
I feel like the Zeus and the Titan guy.
Titans, yeah. I think.
But
just pure numbers. Because
he's gonna
man.
Freeze you.
Yeah.
Even
but
if
you throw
water.
The ball at me, it's like I can hold it in myself. It's like, oh,
but,
I caught the ball. You're out.
But again, you're made of water, and Titans have frost breath.
Right.
So like,
but
right,
is
freeze.
It
is, start dodgeball throw?
Are we saying it's like a cone of cold, or like a single stream of frost
it's like
breath?
A cone of cold.
Whatever.
So we yeah, got Zeuses and Titans win dodgeball,
and then escaping a temple full of traps.
Dwarves are really good at stealing shit. We saw what happened
get,
in The Hobbit.
Are they gonna get out of there with all the booby traps, though?
We saw what happened in The Hobbit. There's a team of... Okay, I guess it's
yeah,
one
it's
dwarf.
Just one dwarf in the temple.
It's just one dwarf here.
The team of eight's only for dodgeball.
And the Titan can just break through all
yeah,
the walls and help him out.
And Zeus.
Yeah.
And Zeus.
Yeah, and even if he thinks the floor's made of lava, he just floats.
The last time we played this game, that was the argument. And Zeus. Zeus.
Because Zeus...
But Zeus will try
played
to fuck
by Samuel
me.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he's more
Zeus
worried about having sex with the dwarf. That's the
that's,
of the
why, that's why he has the Titan. The Titan
he'll turn into
done.
A fucking swan.
The Titan gets shit
I
done.
I think that's a porn somewhere.
It probably
Zeus
is.
Zeus fucking the dwarf.
Now,
dude, I'm thinking.
Now, again, question: are they both going through the temple at the same time, or is this Legends of the Hidden Temple style?
I would assume Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Where one
style.
Person goes through at a time.
I
just
say
feel like this is almost an extension of the game show.
Yeah.
Hit that Shrine of the Silver Monkey. And then get out of
we're really good at stealing
yeah.
stuff
yes,
in Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Doesn't mean you get just yeah. because you're good at stealing.
But
doesn't
low
make
center
it,
of gravity.
Are you stealing or are you just escaping?
But Zeus.
yeah.
All right. I'll
lightning
see
bolts.
All I can see is Zeus.
All right. Non-Asian Zach wins.
Woo!
Non-Asian right. Zach.
Funny
white
story.
Zach wins.
No, funny story. That was his nickname in high school.
It was White Zach.
He was White Zach.
I was Mexican Zach.
Him as Mexican Zach.
Because I'm Asian. Again, cultural appropriation. It's great.
Yay, high school.
So, Zach versus Zach again, or is that
Zach versus
Juan?
We're back to the start. Someone give me a token.
No.
And it's five
Please?
Each, right?
Five each. Right. Have just five in your hand at all times.
Just making sure I don't have too few or too many.
All right, buddy, that was perfect.
And what is our challenge?
Your challenge will be...
All right, one.
Alpine skiing.
Oh, my God.
No, oh, he can't ski.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I kind of think you'd matter that.
That one's just funny.
Maybe that one?
I like Jones that he wrote on. Medusa.
That one.
I'm gonna say that.
I don't know what that is, so you're gonna have to help
me. Here, 1 second. Let me see if it's what I think it is.
Alright. Juan, throw down.
Throw down face.
I think
down.
They're still doing a little research to make sure they got the perfect team going on.
Yeah.
It's another maid.
It's a maid who's also a maid.
Zeus. But Zeus. And that's the name of this episode.
But Zeus.
I'm thinking of that one. Or this one.
One second.
What happened to my crystal Pepsi?
Oh, it's over there. I put it there. Yeah.
Crystal.
Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal.
Are you ready, Juan?
1 second.
The research is still going.
Well, I don't know if he's
yes.
doing research
See,
or what
go.
He's doing. Ah, okay.
We're right. just looking stuff up now.
Do you have to look at what the one of the anime cards were?
No, I had to look at one of the nerd cards.
All right.
Cards,
but, all right. Yeah. So, skiers, of course, mostly come from Canada.
Oh, fuck. So the whole fucking country of Canada. Let's be really clear about that.
And then they're going to be fucking armed with a phoenix feather wand so I could just fly down that fucking mountain, too. And it's this one? This
the black one.
Yeah.
With And I'm 100 stories tall, apparently. So I'm just going to walk down one step of that fucking bitch.
And then fly
and I'll
the
be
rest
down.
Of the way.
I feel like the deck is stacked over there. Because what the fuck?
Who? Somebody gave it to us.
You shuffle that side.
There's a mole in there in their, on their team.
Steven's like, I want those TOTLB guys to win.
I don't want to actually be a member of this podcast.
Like me yet?
My, I don't even know how I come back from that one. I have a man on a glorious charging buffalo with long metal claws that pop out, so Wolverine.
Wolverine on a buffalo.
And has 1 million Twitter followers, so, you know, that'll...
I mean, it's entertaining,
if,
but...
If it's American Idol style, then you win, but yeah.
He's
we're going Olympic style.
He's tweeting his events, going down the buffalo, hashtag.
Hashtag riding the buffalo.
I mean, I don't know how big this mountain is, but I'm 100 stories tall. I might be able to just take one step and be down.
So you are saying it's the entire country of Canada.
Also 100 stories tall.
But are you saying it's the country of Canada or the people in
Canada.
The country of Canada?
Well, I'm talking actual land.
It's the geographical.
No, it's
country,
definitely
the
people, like the actual people of Canada.
Let's put the country on skis and watch this happen.
You got everyone in Canada.
You have like
babies,
a million people.
Kids.
That's 100 stories tall running into each other.
But who's going to get down the mountain faster?
Who's going to get down the mountain fastest?
But are they falling or are they skiing?
Well, he's 100 stories tall. If they're falling or
skiing,
they're off in a second.
All he's
going to
do is take
in the alpine ski
zone. All he's
going to
do is take one step with one ski and then he's good.
But that's stepping.
Are we assuming that they have enough 100 story tall skis for all of Canada?
What if it's a baby?
Dude,
the baby's in last place, and our buffalo guy gets, like, 31st, you know?
Yeah, but where are you going to get skis for a buffalo? Come on. Seriously?
Where are you going to get skis for a 100-story tall whole nation of Canada?
I can't even find 4 skis for a buffalo. You can make it work.
Why would you need 4? You only need 2.
Two not...
feet on each ski. It's like a sled.
Shh. 4 skis.
Have you not seen, like, water skiing dogs? I feel like a buffalo could handle it.
I feel like Canada can handle it.
We have a Canadian too. It's James Howlett. So therefore, we're 100%
tall. Let's not forget that we can also fly.
Yeah.
Where did flying come from?
The Phoenix Feather wand allows you to fly.
No, it doesn't.
I just fucking looked it up on the internet. Yes, it does.
That's what he was looking
for. It's not alpine flying. It's alpine skiing.
Hey, they only have to touch the ground for part of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's called crossing the finish line.
Is alpine skiing like falling down the mountain? Or is it like just the jump? I'm just skiing.
That's all of Canada knows how to use this one wand.
Yeah, of course.
Are they like Canadians are smart. Throwing it off to each other?
Dude, don't. That's part of their curriculum.
Yeah.
Magic. And they also all have the internet.
About the wand unit.
I feel like we need an audience.
And they come out with
never
skis.
Forget about the wand unit.
I feel like we need audience interaction here. I feel like we need the audience to decide this one.
They don't
who's,
care.
Who's good to pick? Where's John?
Hey, John.
Where's John?
John Rank. Come here.
Oh, we got that John.
Yeah.
Come here, all sir. Right.
So the challenge is alpine skiing. And we have a man on a glorious charging buffalo with long metal claws that pop out of his hands. And he has a million Twitter followers versus Canada armed with a
Phoenix
feather wand.
Harry Potter.
And they're 100 stories tall. Who do you think would win?
Who's going to get down the storm? Who's going to get down the mountain faster?
Alpine skiing.
Well, yeah. What do we got over there?
Canada.
It's just Canada. Canada don't do anything.
Canada skis!
It's Canada.
See, Canada be so the gold medal.
Haven't you ever seen where or How I Met Your Mother and how he rips on Canada so much?
God damn it. You judge! No.
I'm pretty sure Canadians are good at skiing.
I will have to give them that.
But buffaloes are mountain animals.
And we do have to give it to the judge.
But do buffaloes survive in cold?
Yeah. Yes, they live
here.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
They live in Canada.
Now you're on the team.
Yes, some buffaloes are part of your skiing team, too. With four skis.
Where's the skiing on here? Where's the skiing?
The skiing's this yellow card over here.
Oh, the skiing.
So that's the challenge.
But see, John, we're 100 stories tall. So we're going to get down the mountain really fast.
If you're balanced correctly. Center balance.
Yeah, but if I fall down the mountain, I'm still skiing. I'm just skiing badly.
Well, no, you're falling then, and you're just slipping down the hill.
Well, he's the guest judge. He's the guy we roped in.
That's true.
So he makes the decision.
Da, 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 da.
Who do you love more, John?
Oh, come on!
I love y'all.
I don't want to say nothing, but his wife just gave our partner a good birthday present.
Yeah, comic book.
Let me just pull out my wallet.
See what I got in there. I have about 50 cents in my wallet.
It's the teacher's salary.
Yeah, I'm the guest. It's this against that.
At Alpine skiing.
At Alpine skiing. You got Canada.
So, Stephanie, who do you think? Canada armed with the Phoenix Feather wand from Harry Potter, which allows them to fly and 100
That's
stories
not
tall,
skiing.
Versus.
Yeah, but it helps.
Yeah,
because
but
you can't ski.
Your mother would get disqualified.
She probably would.
But if I'm a bad skier, the wand allows me to stay up.
So does one person in Canada have this one wand?
Yeah, but it controls.
Yeah, but it, kind of like but it doesn't say back. It doesn't say the whole of That's Canada needs to get down the mountain fast. We're talking one person.
I know what I'm going with after I thought. And Canada.
Yeah!
Woo! Going Canada, like you said, you're 100 feet tall, man.
How about a guy with Canada?
Stuck.
Even if you fall, you're third way down the
exactly.
mountain.
Exactly. Goddamn giant giants. All right, so now it's Juan versus me. So no matter what, we get up.
This is the same rotation as the last time already.
So I need one and one.
So what do you?
And we still don't like. So Peter Parker.
What's our objective?
Peter Parker.
Still not a good character.
Peter Parker.
Is he still talking about Peter Parker?
Yeah.
Peter Parker.
All,
all he does is eat. He doesn't do nothing.
And that's all I do is eat.
All right.
Spin
so.
A web, my friend.
I mean, maybe it's the job done in his universe. We don't know.
Someone get me the 90s Marvel comics. See if he does anything.
Most interesting thing to see at a zoo.
Most interesting thing to see. I'm not even supposed to be looking at mine.
Look through mine, but like mine.
I have mine.
You can go wander again.
Yeah. I'll just take them home to unpack boxes.
Oh man. Hey.
Feels bad, man.
Rinks, congratulations on your new home, man.
Thank
that
you.
Is
oh yeah.
Super awesome.
Thank you.
It's a lot of work. Don't worry.
I've been there.
I don't want to anymore.
I never want to move again.
But unfortunately, we bought the two stories, so we will have to do that one more time.
Yeah, when you're like, no, you just got to get anymore. You got to get one of those like the little elevator, lifts, like in Grimlock.
Oh, like the chair that goes up the stairs.
We really do have a really awesome staircase.
Nice.
Yeah. No, we bought a ranch so that we didn't have to do the stairs.
That's a smart plan.
There are days when I'm like, oh shit, we have a basement. When I'm 80, this is gonna be real hard.
I'll just never go downstairs again.
That's where my comic books are, so I'll never come upstairs.
I won't go to the basement.
Nice. He wants them in the bedroom.
Just throw food down there, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Throw me dinner, Mel. Throw me dinner. I'll drag myself over to the stairs.
All right, guys, you have fun.
Oh, have a good day, guys. Yep.
Thank you for
happy
coming.
Happy birthday, too.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for my gift. It was awesome. Finally, I can read Clean Room.
This is also our 2-year anniversary.
Hey, oh, is it?
Pretty close. Happy pretty close. Wow. Pretty close.
This is our 23rd week.
22nd
week.
You guys are like that new dating couple.
This is our 3-month anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah. We've already done anal.
Sixth appearance.
Let's spice things up, Juan. What do you mean? You know what I mean.
2 years. You know, you gotta make it interesting.
It's been 2 years. Spread them. All right, who's the most interesting thing at a zoo, Juan?
Okay.
I guess since I'm the challenger, I would go first. Okay. That seems to be what's all going right on. So I feel like the most interesting thing at the zoo would be a shark. Already fucking awesome.
Bored. Yawn.
Who knows kung fu?
Oh my god.
He doesn't even have
is that the
feet.
Next
how does he know kung fu?
But he's a pacifist.
Stop.
Then that's not interesting. He he's just passive swimming around the fucking aquarium.
That random one just totally
like
fucked me
around
over. He's all, but I never use it for anything.
John.
It's the Bruce Lee.
The most interesting thing at the zoo is Rain Man.
Like Nick Cage Rain Man?
Who can walk through solid objects.
Well, he wouldn't be at the zoos then.
And he's armed with a utility belt. Come on! How much cooler is that than a fucking pacifist shark?
Like who knows kung fu?
Yeah, but he's pacifist.
Yes, that's right.
He's pacifist, though.
Care.
He can't use his fucking kung fu.
It's like Gandhi shark.
No, Gandhi
John,
was earlier.
Come back and be the official judge.
Get the fuck out of here
with
your Gandhi shark.
Judge. Gandhi shark wins.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, I feel like,
you won the game.
No, we said the four.
Oh,
we
said the four.
Like Rain Man who could walk through walls, you just go home and watch Jeopardy.
Yeah. definitely underwear day, Rita. Definitely underwear day.
Fucking Gandhi shark. Fucking Gandhi
shark. Best military general.
Done.
Damn it, where's my Genghis Khan?
Yeah, there's...
Stop and...
Give me 10 stories tall cards are in my deck.
Well, there's 10 stories and 100 stories.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking
makes a difference.
One of those two with that.
To the internet.
To the internet.
You guys don't want pizza? I might eat this whole fucking thing by myself.
Well, I'm helping.
Get out of here, wasp, you bitch.
It's not the wasp. So,
but
it's different.
One? Which one of those two?
It's just a bee.
You'd be like,
Jesus,
freaking,
there's like a nest.
Who wants that pizza?
They just want some pizza.
Who wanted a piece? I don't know who
I'll
said
take one.
That. Okay. Get out of here.
Yeah, I'll
take one.
I'm gonna grab breakfast on the way.
Yo,
thank you so much. How's the Google search going, Gabe?
Oh, shit. Okay, so I know what it is. Boom. This is appropriate
you,
for me to, like, figure out what something is on my phone, yes?
Go
yeah,
for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
Because
like,
not,
usually no,
fuck
fucker.
All right,
they I did
have,
three times
they
already.
They have three
so who's
people.
The,
we right, need, we
so,
need
so
some sort
challenger,
of a handicap.
As a challenger.
I'm gonna throw down Colossus.
Oh.
Armed with the rotating machine gun turret. Who is handcuffed to a golf cart?
Lead the charge!
I'll be there soon.
There's like an army that's like jogging slowly behind him instead of like charging because they don't want to like overtake him. So
should we pass him?
So I feel like a military general needs to be an excellent strategist. So I went with Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Armed with the Omega 13, which is a battery arranger.
and Cupid's bow. So he's just like,
so he's going to make you fall in love with your your enemy.
Colossus.
Let's make out.
I love you. Let's make out.
Your organic steel.
Let's make out.
Ooh.
I don't know if I can argue with that.
Colossus has led the X-Men before, right, so he does have leadership experience.
Sherlock Holmes.
He's got a lot of war experience.
He does. No, Watson does.
Watson does.
Mm, true.
He's like an antisocial sociopath, so he'd be trying to talk to his army. It's like,
No, I feel like most military generals are sociopaths.
But he's just antisocial. He likes slide a letter underneath the door. It's like to his captains.
They have to inspire, though. And Sherlock Holmes is not very inspiring
to other
people.
Does he really have to inspire when he's armed with a matter rearranging weapon?
They could be more terrifying. It's like, he could kill us if we. He's just
so is Stalin. So. Not that I'm arguing for him.
Yeah, but you are. You are.
And after he hits you with Cupid's arrow, you're not going to want
to
fight him.
But you'll never catch up to him because he's in a golf cart.
Dude.
I'm pretty sure that's pretty slow.
I weigh almost 300 pounds and I can fucking catch up with a golf cart, man. Like,
now, okay, he says he's handcuffed to a golf cart. Doesn't mean he has to ride it. He can just pick that up and run with it. He's Colossus.
It's like the fastball special,
rearrange
special
the
he just
matter
throws
so
himself.
That you're running towards me and I'll shoot you with my arrow.
Colossus isn't exactly known for his super speed.
But he is known for his leading. He has led the X-Men before.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes has led
Watson.
Watson
on excellent capers.
And they've solved a lot of fucking cases.
Nah, mine's a better.
But detective versus leading an army.
Not just detective. Hyper intelligent detective
with matter rearranger.
With matter rearranger, and he can make anybody love him.
He's gonna make you fall in love with your enemy.
Basically, Cupid's bow is just Benedict Cumberbatch's face.
I just feel like he'd just be so distracted with himself trying to figure out how all of this crap works. It's like, let me test the bow on Watson, and then we're going to be making out soon, and then let me practice my matter ranger, and he's, like, writing all of his notes.
I think they make out beforehand, anyway.
Meanwhile, you got Colossus running towards them with the rotating machine gun turret.
And the golf cart.
And he's also, Omega 13. Boom! Everything rearranged, and you know what? It really caters to Sherlock Holmes, because he can just rearrange all of it into whatever he wants. So
he's
this is a logical fallacy.
Cart,
I'm going to erase all of this.
That wouldn't make a good general. The general needs to lead his people.
No,
Sherlock doesn't
he just has
people.
To win.
That's true. He just has to win.
What do you think, Dom?
I'm gonna stay out of this.
No. You're the judge. You don't know anything about Sherlock Holmes.
Just what I've seen. I've never read anything Sherlock.
That's okay.
You know some.
This is all fake fights, Dom.
Okay, so what are we fighting about here?
Well, who's going to be the best military general? Yeah. Sherlock Holmes, armed with the Omega 13, which is a matter rearranger from Galaxy Quest, and Cupid's bow, versus Colossus from the X-Men,
with
a rotating machine gun, handcuffed to a golf cart.
He already doesn't like Colossus, it looks like.
I like Colossus, but he's not going to lead anybody.
Can we get another judge?
He's not lazy. Best thing he could do is a fastball special.
With the golf cart.
With the golf.
With the golf.
That's just throw himself.
We're just gonna rearrange the golf cart in Colossus's ass.
All right, but let's think about this.
This is making more.
If he's armed with his Omega 13, rearranging molecules and everything, and Colossus is in his skin form, and he ranges Colossus. That means he rearranges everyone else, essentially, so everyone's skin can be something like feathers and they all just die. Possibly. Maybe. Kind of long shit. I don't know.
That also leaves Sherlock
the
Holmes.
Omega 13.
Now, what team are we leading?
Just an army.
An army. Whatever general's leading.
Any army.
With him.
Yeah. But wait.
The Omega 13 does take time to warm up.
But Sherlock Holmes, Sherlock Holmes is super smart and would have pre-prepared.
So he's warming it up. He's warming it up before we get to the battlefront.
Colossus just has to shoot him with the machine gun turret. No more general for that army.
Too bad he's so in love with Sherlock Holmes already.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
But how do you hold a gun and shoot an arrow at the same time? It's like
the Omega 13 isn't a gun.
It's like a giant
machine.
Yeah, I should probably Google it.
Get some.
Have you not seen Galaxy Quest?
I've never seen Galaxy Quest.
What? Why the fuck are we even playing?
You had to look it up.
Nobody tell them that I had to look it up.
I think Dom is going with the Sherlock Holmes. I don't want to say nothing, but
brains to manage an army.
But he doesn't have leading experience because he hates everybody else.
How does he not have leading experience? He's a detective.
Because
he talks to Watson only.
He leads the police all the time.
That's true. And anytime he talks to them,
the police just let him go do his own thing.
And then he eventually like, hey, this is what you need to do.
Hey, I'm gonna stand on the ground that there are plenty of military generals that are condescending as shit to the people they lead, but because they're in charge, those people just have to listen to them.
But they know how to inspire also.
That's not necessarily true.
Super fight.
No.
Dom's a
Dom's special
media.
Super fight.
Dom's the special judge.
Oh, I got it.
Gunpei.
So Dom, the thing is, if Gabe wins, the game's over.
Oh, that's not true. He's got two tokens.
Let's go.
Oh,
let's go.
Hey, really? Let's keep this going.
So we go this way. Colossus was gay in the Ultimates, right? So he came out of the closet. That's leadership. You know, it takes some to come forward, right?
It takes some balls, yeah.
It takes some balls, but that doesn't mean you're a leader.
That's all it takes.
Everyone died in the Ultimate verse.
Oh,
wait,
right.
Gabe, I thought you had four.
I have three.
He died in the regular, didn't he?
He's got
two. Oh, wait, that's right. That's right.
He's dead, isn't he?
No, he's alive right now. He's in Extraordinary.
Come back.
I don't.
I stopped reading
Marvel books.
He died because he couldn't fucking lead anybody.
That's right.
Yeah. I believe Dom has inadvertently argued our team again.
For his dislike of
Colossus.
But he
did say Colossus already.
No.
So.
Okay, final decision, Dom.
Sherlock. I'm going to go with Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah!
So now game's
woo!
Over.
Game's
game.
Over.
You can argue the point. But.
No,
but
no, he put his final judgment down.
I would walk behind that guy before.
So
all right,
four, six.
4-6 total. How many did you guys have?
Two!
Yes!
Man, you guys did freaking crazy good.
I blame the shuffling of the deck.
Your deck was pretty stacked.
But your team shuffled it!
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you shuffled half of it.
Steven, welcome to Thinking Outside the Long Box, buddy.
Man. See, my deck is crap because I have, like, a LARPer, I have Hermione, a Viking.
Hermione? That
a wizard.
I got a demon, a furry, Medusa, a furry. Meth addict, and everyone in a Walmart Supercenter at 2 a.m. So, yeah, you know.
So, here we go. You guys ready? In an overwhelming decision in the first ever cross-podcast superfight, the winner is Thinking Outside the Long Box.
And we got crushed.
And there goes the audio.
There was a nice echo going on.
Yeah. There was. It did sound like very arena-y there for a second.
Ding, ding. There's somebody going over there like, what the fuck?
Is there a Pokemon?
That fat guy is loud.
Hold up, I'm a super fight?
Well,
dude,
thanks,
this
guys.
Was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
Thank you.
It was fun. Once I had food in me, I was all good.
Thanks for always responding to those messages that we sent like 2 weeks in advance.
Buddy,
he's had it.
Yeah,
Long's
been
a busy life.
It's been a rough week. As soon as I saw
nobody was responding, there was like you guys.
I was the first one to respond.
No. Like after like about a week.
Now we're sitting
closer.
There. It's like, oh, let's go check the message again. Maybe we missed it. It's like. Gabe saw, John saw. It's like, it's at John's store. He should be the one telling us when to show up.
You sent a message today?
No.
I didn't see shit a week ago. I had a lot of stuff going on with my kids.
I was like,
I'll
just take over on this.
Okay.
Dude, that was fun, man.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I thought it was a good time.
Playing with us.
Thanks for playing.
But, we can do it again next time. We'll actually shuffle the decks.
Yeah.
Unbiased judge shuffling the decks because Steven's a traitor.
Unbiased judge? Sean's totally unbiased.
He's saying...
I'll cut you $20 later.
Nickel wasn't enough.
He got last time playing.
Give me Bitcoins.
I take Bitcoin.
Oh, by the way, since you guys won, one of the things that we do, every guest that we play with, they get to make their own card.
Oh,
so,
okay.
We're giving you guys... one of the special rated R cards that will forever live in our decks. So
I'm sure John has one.
This is a hero card.
Yes.
So we got to come up with a hero.
Do you want to power up right too?
No, no, no. One is good. One is good.
I'll go see if John has a shark.
I'm sure he does.
Bam!
Oh, Hulk slathered in mustard.
It's the Hulk mustard card. The ultimate card.
The Hulk mustard card.
Holding an ovipositor and his life dildo.
Life dildo.
Win the game altogether.
I think we need two cards. I don't think this is all going to fit on one.
Just tape the cards together.
All right. So definitely starting with Hulk. Covered.
It's already
in
excellent.
Mustard.
It's gonna be the most elaborate card in the whole deck.
Oh, Hulk box. Covered in mustard.
Are you talking about like the actual Hulk
dick
or that
swinging.
The Hulk dildo that you guys found like 3 weeks ago?
Some girl wanted to use that Hulk fucking dildo.
What?
Dick?
Yeah, you didn't see that in the comments.
We were like, who's like, which one's your favorite dildo? And one lady's all, oh, for sure the Hulk one. And I was like, god damn. Like,
we learned a little too much.
Who are you?
Much,
yeah. Quick.
Okay, so I got Hulk covered in mustard, dick swinging.
With an ovipositor? Is that where we're going with this?
Dropping ovipositors like it's hot.
Oh,
what a card.
Pause what a card. It tore in ass.
I don't know how it's ready for now.
Wow.
My here we go. Boom.
This is rated R.
And that there will forever live on in our
chat. Everybody say hi to Michael Young. He's watching.
Hi, hey, Michael Young.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Dix.
Chris Fossum.
Oh, what's up, Fossum? Hey, Fossum.
There you go. Read it, please. He said, calm down, you fucker.
Oh, fuck you, man.
I like on that one.
I love you,
so
Fossum,
much.
You fucking faggot.
We're still recording, right. By the way.
We're still going here.
Too wholesome for this podcast.
Sorry, I said the swears. And
my
like
ears.
The
my poor little ears.
Such a teacher.
I know. God. Tell me your kids don't listen to your
no,
show.
No.
Okay.
It's a secret.
There you go, man.
Awesome.
We won the super fight.
Woo woo.
Till next time.
The Hulk must be.
Till next time.
Billy
nope.
Piper.
just have your
brain.
Win
rate's always on point.
100% win rate.
I've smoked enough weed that this is always on point.
It's as literally as many people as you want.
I bet it gets pretty chaotic.
It gets
about,
chaotic.
That's why
five
is like
five.
A good number
yeah.
for it.
We tried to do like
call
seven.
A gang fight next time.
I forgot. I still have that snap in their fingers.
Dude, I like the cross reference there. West Side Story.
I forgot. I still had that on my phone.
Yeah, go ahead and show, send that yeah. home to the.
What the fuck?
Oh god.
Mike Murray's all and banned.
We were talking about the world's largest dildo earlier.
Oh yeah, that was amazing. Oh.
Did you Google that too?
Well, so I tried to find it. It was on at midnight, and I tried to find it. But when I, for the record, when you Google world's largest dildo,
what do you think you're gonna get?
Well, no, I even put at midnight world's largest dildo, oh. you know, stuff like that, because I was looking for like this specific picture that they used, and like all it was like instantly like Google Images was like pictures of like giant dildos going into vaginas. I'm like, shit.
This well, isn't... that's on my search.
Yeah, no.
And put on and a list.
That fantastic things on the audio.
Oh man. Well, what do you say? We take a break, come back, and
we gotta go here in about 45 minutes so that your wife doesn't yell at me.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll let you guys
come
get
back,
round
record
table
old man, and then yeah. We'll be good for the episode. Holy piece of shit, I hate you so much.
And for our listeners, where can they find all your wonderful time?
Well, it's
musings?
Pretty easy to find the real, original, motherfucking Thinking Outside the Long Box. You can find us at www.totlb.com, and that will lead you to all of our various social medias, including Instagram, Twitter, the Stitcher, the iTunes, the Facebook page, the Patreon
novel,
page.
The trade paperback.
Dude, the picture of my swinging dick. No,
Spaceballs, the action
no, wait,
figure.
I hid those.
Is that Dom's next Photoshop?
Is,
that's,
yeah.
that's
what we're going to
claim. I don't want Mel to kill me on
just
that.
Look up Meat Spin and then just put Gabe's face on
Meat Spin and Gabe's face. Feel free to do that, Dom. But yes, you can find us at www.totlb.com, the home of the original and best Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast.
Copyright pending.
Yeah. Cease and desist, you motherfuckers. Like, God damn it.
I would laugh if those guys actually like find this podcast and listen to
it. Oh,
like,
I guarantee they know who
I hope
we
so. I'm tagging their ass when I fucking edit this show.
It's going to be on Twitter with their name.
Hey, guys, we talked about your show.
And you suck.
You suck.
You guys should listen to the whole thing.
Take a Lucille to the face. I actually wish no ill will to them physically in real life. I just want their podcast to be called something else.
just change the name.
Yeah, just change the name.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway. All right, thinking inside
the long box.
Thinking outside the box.
Thinking outside the bag and board. Box. I would be fine with that too, because it implies a certain level of dick inferiority.
They're gonna come back CGC 9.8.
Oh man, take us out.
All right.